Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the third week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ann Lucy of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ann has served as a missionary in Bolivia, a bilingual pastoral minister, and a licensed professional counselor. She now lives in Muskego, Wisconsin. And the title of her preaching today is, Let Our Lights Shine.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 4, the parable of the lamp. He said to them, Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed? And not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear. He also told them, Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. The Word of God. Brothers and sisters, we are no strangers to the struggle between the enlightening presence and healing of God as it confronts sin, violence, and death. This struggle exists in each one of us and in everyone all over our world. And at certain times, we may feel unsure of our ability to address it or the power of God to restore grace to brokenness. So a simple example given to his listeners by Jesus serves to catch our attention today. Simply put, why would anyone put a bushel basket over a lamp or hide it under a bed? It belongs on a lampstand where it will guide and protect others finding their way in the dark. This seems obvious, but there is a more profound message. The light of God is here to stay. Our lives can either shine it out to others or confuse them on their path toward God. This is our mission as disciples, and we embrace it freely. So what is this light that we bear to others, and how is it fueled? The letter to the Hebrews gives us some answers. It offers us three components. First, we are to approach with a sincere heart and an absolute trust our great high priest, Jesus. The exhortation continues, Let us hold unwaveringly to our confession that gives us help. And thirdly, consider how to rouse one another in love and good works. In summary, here's the oil, and this is the measure of what we have been given. Trust in the working of God in all people, places, and things, unshakable faith in God, caring for others and encouraging others to join us in that mission of love. Our individual light, joined by the light of believing communities, can heal the world and extend the good news to all. Amen.